Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
We got an hour to go here on this Friday show. It's May 8th, 9:06 here in West Little Rock. Had a fun show, been very busy. We're at HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service, right here at the Ferndale Cutoff in Highway 10. I do want to thank the Johnson family for having us out here today, and Zach Eby, appreciate him, and having a good time. Got Justin Moore on the line with us. He is right outside of Atlanta. Got two shows back to back. It was in North Carolina last night. I was talking about the negative, Roger, of Justin having to do his job, which is during the weekend, so he doesn't get a chance to see his kids play, and that's always a tough thing, I know, Justin, to do. But I know you're proud of all your kids, and of course, we just found out South is playing somewhere this weekend in Hot Springs, and so anyway,
at the very least, I mean, I know it doesn't make up for not being able to be there. As far as I would, if I was him or a father that was out there working, number one, I know you're working and all that, but fortunately, in today's technology, you can get to see a picture before you see them, you know, because the video and all that can be sent to you these days. Whereas when you and I were kids, they didn't even have cameras.
You know, Alpharetta, is that how you pronounce it, Justin? It's the place it's right outside of it. It's on the outskirts of Atlanta. I can't remember if that's how you say it.
Alpharetta?
I don't.
Yeah, I believe
Baz,
it.
Baz, I don't even know, but I think it is Alpharetta.
Yeah, it's right.
I just know it's more or less Atlanta.
Yeah. You say Atlanta, so. Yeah. Atlanta's so big now, you know. If you're 30 to 40 minutes out in the outskirts of Atlanta, it's Atlanta. And anyway, I know that area so well.
It'd be like, you know, going to any Bryant or something.
Any mentions of Ted Turner at your show last night?
Well, he was in North Carolina last night.
Last night was Charlotte, okay. But we'll see tonight. And I didn't even look. I was going to look and see if the Braves happened to be home for a day game. I thought that'd be cool. I haven't seen the new stadium. I don't know if they are or they're not. But
a couple of things here. 661-1037. I was looking at some of our messages on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. The first one says, I see one here, Heather Baker is smoke. So with that, I think we just need to go ahead and bring in Heather. Let her bring in smoke. Yeah, let's bring in smoke.
Come on.
Christian, go ahead.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. I'm not quite sure about the smoke thing, but good morning.
Hey, listen, take him. Roger has to put up, and I have to put up with hate text sometimes, so when you get the good ones, you got to take them.
I've been getting some of those too, David. You've been seeing some of those.
Sure, I know. By the way, Justin, someone says here, he says, I'm from Alpharetta, but now living in Hot Springs. Tell JM. If he has time to golf, to go to the Country Club of the South if he gets the chance. So that's where it always works. You got somebody who listens that's from there. You go. How often do you do that, Justin? Yeah. How often do you play around the golf the day of a concert? Do you do it rarely or no?
Well, I used to do it almost every day. I don't know the last.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, the last couple of years, I would say, I've not played much at all. Just to be honest with you, when I come on the road, it's kind of an opportunity
rest.
Excuse me, to get some rest. Because when I get home, I'm much busier than I am out here,
sure.
If that makes any sense. You know, especially with the kids getting older and now all four are involved in multiple sports and other things, and it gives me an opportunity. I know one day I'm going to miss it, not today, but one day is, you know, here. Hey, Dad.
Dad. Hey, yeah. Dad. Dad, 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 dad. Dad. I got, yeah. You know, so I try to store up as much rest time as I can.
Sure.
Used to play a lot, but haven't played much over the last couple of years.
By the way, a lot of our listeners are texting saying the Braves are at the Dodgers tonight in L.A., so there you
go
on that.
Yeah, I just saw that. That stinks.
Heather?
Anyway.
And now, Heather has now passed me, guys, for being busy. Heather, so I'm going to get this straight, Heather. You're going to be the keynote speaker for the North American Tourism Conference in North Little Rock this weekend. Yesterday, you were the keynote speaker for a Junior Achievement, and that was partner Roger, and that's Hope and David Fort.
Yeah.
You know, they do some scholarships there.
Absolutely.
So you got that going on. You're at every social event. I don't know if you're going to BuzzBQ tomorrow or not, Heather. You got that in.
I will be there without a doubt. I would not miss that for anything. That's the most important thing on the entire schedule this weekend.
you do always find a way to show up to almost every event. And the other thing, I don't know if Justin, because Justin normally doesn't do the show with us on Friday. This last edition, Justin, of AY, Heather, it was the edition that had the top three finishers for all the categories for your best of issue. And Roger, of course, is battling for the best trivia contest with Crazy Dave. I can't remember the other person, but you're one of three.
Yeah. It's a great honor to even be a part
contest.
Of that. To be in the final three.
That's exactly right, Justin. No contest.
Well,
it's over.
Listen, do I think so? Yes. But listen, my brand of trivia is different from all the other guys, but that's okay. They do it.
Yeah, it's called the best.
And, you know what? If I may borrow from Ricky Bobby, I piss excellent. Okay.
Well, the other thing,
I'm the best there is.
I'm sorry. Just the way you said that, Justin, made me.
I am honored, Heather, to be in one of the categories for the best DJ. Now, listen, I've had the honor. We all have of winning that once.
Yes.
If I don't win, I'm still honored to be in the top three. That's very cool. But I will say this:
how you cannot be there
so
once again.
I decided I was going to look through.
Excellent.
I was going to look through all the categories. It took me like an hour.
Yeah.
There are like 3,000 categories, Heather, which is exhaustive and brilliant because that just means there's 3,000 people that are reading your magazines looking at their position there. So well done on that. Good job.
There's actually 1,800. There's 1,800. Talk about making sure the precise and all of that is proofread. That's the key right there. But I wanted to shout out at Justin, but I don't know if Justin's seen it, but I got to interview Ashley McBride with Dwayne Hebda for our cover, and we're up for CMA Publication of the Year again. So we're so excited for that. But we interviewed so many up-and-coming country stars, but I was going to ask Justin if he had ever played with Ashley McBride before.
Yeah, she's played a number of shows with us over the years. I mean, a number, four or five, I know. We had an opportunity to play together. I know her. I don't know her really well, but super talented and, obviously doing well, which is much deserved.
I got into a conversation about Justin's awards, and I was just like, it's time for Justin to get some big awards, because we were talking about the CMAs, and I was just like, I was in there rallying, and I had key voters in the room with me, and so Justin, I just want you to know, I was your number one fan in there, but it's time for Justin to get the recognition he deserves,
and I definitely
let everybody know that.
I don't know about that, but thank you. I appreciate that, Heather.
Yeah, I will say this. The cover shot of Ashley McBride, I'll say this, Heather, about your publications. Your artwork is always top-notch. It makes a difference in how your magazines stand out in as you walk out on the racks. But that picture of Ashley McBride is, I don't know if y'all did that with one of your photographers or you bought the image somewhere. It really is cool. So well done on that. What do we need to know, Heather, about this weekend other than the Double V's BuzzBQ that we put on after 22 years? What else is going on this weekend?
So we've got the 37th annual Free State of Yale Fest. So that's in Darnell, Arkansas. It's already going on. It's going to be going on through Saturday. But this is three full days of vendors, food trucks, live music. It is a family fun event. And they're also going to have a carnival, so you're going to have rides out there. There's free admission to the festival, and there will be fireworks. So that'll be exciting. That's on Saturday night for the fireworks. If you haven't experienced the Little Rock Zoo lately, go do that. It's so much fun. They've got the new baby bears there. We actually got to go see those, and I'm I'm trying to get Susan Alturi to let me pet it, but we'll see how it goes. I don't know how, if she's going to let me pull that one off. But they've got Bugtopia with the Wonder Magnified, and there's been some billboards around and some ads for this, but it is magnificent. But they have a 15-foot tall playing mantis, 12-foot jumping sticks, 8-foot big butterfly. So if you have kids or you just want to go on a fun day and explore this beautiful weather, check that out. Also, Garvin Gardens, where, you know, they're going to put the statue of Roger up, has the new Where the Wind Lives, okay? So this is magnificent. So a lot of the gardens around the world, you know, they have the gardens, but then they have art exhibits that are installed inside of the gardens. And they have put this up, and it is magnificent. We actually have a feature in AY about it if you want to get just a sneak peek of it. But definitely check that out. They're going to be having a special Mother's Day, y'all. This weekend is Mother's Day, so they'll be having a special Mother's Day event on Sunday. If you're looking somewhere to take your mother, take Mama Baz out there. It is going to be exquisite from 3 to 6 on Sunday. We also have Dogtown Throwdown, Argenta, one of my favorite places to go. That's why they've actually asked me to be the keynote speaker for all the North American tours. It's in North Little Rock because I love North Little Rock so much. I love Argenta. I love Dogtown. But this is part of their Throwdown where they're bringing a game in for music, food, fun. It's so much fun. It's going on all weekend. It starts and it'll be going through the summer this weekend. Of course, we have the Razorbacks will be playing baseball. It'll be a beautiful day. You can get that lineup on our website. You have the Buzzbecue you're not going to want to miss. You have the 7th annual Post 28 Car and Bike Show, and that's at Harley-Davidson in Little Rock. So they're going to have an array of cars, motorcycles, music, vendors, activities, contests, and more. That's on Saturday. It starts at 11 o'clock at Harley-Davidson. And we're going to have the Qualpaw Quarter Association Tour of Homes, and that's this weekend. We're going to have that list up. That starts in North Little Rock. It's 1 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. You do have to tap a ticket. It's the 61st annual, and they do a tour of the homes of the captivating big spaces and show the craftsmanship and the stories of these iconic Qualpaw Quarters. So that'll be so much fun. And then we'll have the entire music lineup, David, and all of this stuff to do around the entire state of Arkansas. So if you want to go to Bentonville, we can tell you what to do. If you want to go to El Dorado, if you want to go to Fort Smith, we've got the lineup for the entire state.
Yeah, it's an exhaustive list, but it has everything. So just check that out online at aymag.com. I was going to say, too, I got to say happy Mother's Day to you, Heather. You're a mama.
Thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yep. Thank you. I got two of my own two step kids, and I'm a mom to Charlie Brown, my golden doodle too.
All right. Well, have a great week, and maybe we'll see you tomorrow at Buzzbecue.
I will definitely be out there. Thanks so much, guys. Y'all have a great weekend, and thanks for all you do, Justin. And you're going to get an award very soon. I'm working on it myself.
But thank you, Heather. I appreciate it. And as Bad said, happy early Mother's Day.
Happy. And thank you.
Thanks,
Smoke.
Guys. Have a great weekend.
Smoke.
Bye.
Smoke.
I'm going to put her statuesque frame on that gravely mower tomorrow and take her around.
That's good.
And you see it, Ryan, he'll be coming around. Hey, shout out to Dr. Greg Alford, DMD. He's listening to the show. He has attended Mainline Sports Bar. Mm-hmm. He has attended my trivia. And this is coming from a doctor. Best trivia ever. No contest. That's from a professional unsolicited.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Greg Alford, DMD. Thank you, Doc.
Also, we need to say hello to Christy Mann, who came by, dropped off some donuts for
us. Thank you. What a sweet woman she is.
Justin, I know you're too busy to be able to pay attention to this, but we got to say congratulations in advance. Greg and Lee Hatcher's daughter, Maddie, is getting married to Spencer Saturday night.
Congratulations.
So, I think of Justin and Kate. I think they've been around Maddie a little bit. Not a whole lot. She's the one used
to...
Real estate at Aspen,
maybe a couple of years ago, something like
that. That's right, yeah. Also, since I've had a chance to talk about my mom, Christian had a chance to give a shout-out to his mom. Justin, you want to say anything? Even if your mom's not listening, we can always say,
I'm kidding. No, my mom and I have a great relationship. She's literally one of my best friends. I'm super close to my dad as well, and he's one of my heroes. But I don't know, there's something special about dads and daughters and moms and sons relationships.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well,
Matter of fact, the other day, this is how good my mom is to me. Her birthday was a week ago, almost, not even quite a week ago. And I go, "What are you doing for your birthday?" She's like, "I don't know. What do you think? I go, "I don't know. You want to cook for me?" And she's like, "Yeah, what you want?" So she made a pretty good spread that I'm still eating on here on the bus. So, I love my mom. She's, obviously, but no, she's great. We've always been pretty tight, and she's my biggest fan and critic.
Couple things,
which is good. She's honest with me. I know if she tells me when I was in high school, if I played good, I really did, and if I didn't, she would go, "I mean, you played like crap. You've played better games than that," or whatever. So, obviously, happy Mother's Day not only to her, but you guys, mom, as well, and Raj. I know. Unfortunately, you don't still have yours, but Christian and Baz's moms, happy Mother's Day to them as well.
We're blessed. Yeah, funny. I don't know what I was doing, some prep yesterday, and I looked up something about your mom. I just wanted to Google your mom. And Roger, he's got a song.
My mom?
Your mom, yeah. And that your mom was the inspiration for That's Why We Drink. Because she apparently saw Justin, and she goes, Why do you drink, Justin?
I think we were at Chili's or somewhere like that. Real classy joint. and I don't know. I had a beer or cocktail or I don't know. This was like after we order our food or whatever. Now, mind you, at the same time, she's drinking a margarita. And she goes, "Son, why do you drink so much?" I go, "Mother, you're having a cocktail as well." But no, just something, you know, as a songwriter, you hear certain phrases or questions or statements or whatever, and your mind always goes to... sometimes when you hear stuff, you go, "That's a song title."
Yep.
And so, yeah, at first she was like, "Why'd you tell everybody that?" I go, "Mom, because it's a funny story."
It's a good story.
And so I don't know if you guys have seen that music video. We did it.
She's in it.
Yeah, we did it at my pool house, and we kind of recreated that moment. We're standing at my bar, and. And at the very beginning,
I've got to watch it.
She goes, "Son, yeah. Why do you drink so much?" I said, "Mom," or whatever. I said, I don't remember, but anyway, yeah, it's kind of funny. We've had a pretty, we've had a lot of fun with that over the last few years. So
funny. So that sort of led me down the rabbit hole, Roger. And so I was looking up for his mom. Well, then all of a sudden I found the video of Tommy Ray when, I don't know how long ago it was. It was a while back, but you got Tommy Ray up on stage with you and said, you know, "Hello." Your dad helped teach you to sing, so you're going to help me sing this second verse of Small Town USA. Tommy Ray got up there. Yeah, I don't know where that was at. Yeah, where was that at? You remember?
I don't. Shocker.
It wasn't Arkansas, I don't think.
It wasn't. It was some arena somewhere. He had come on the road with me. I got him up on stage, and he likes to play coy, like he don't want the attention. He doesn't, you know.
he
eats it up, and he's a good singer. Well on key. My mom does also, but that was cool, you know. And brought him up. Of course, the crowd loved it.
It was a big crowd too.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, you know.
You haven't had a chance, Justin, since we've been here, to be introduced to April Johnson, one of the owners here. April, say hello to Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hi there. How are you, April?
I'm doing great. We're just here peddling lawnmowers.
We've had more honks per minute, Justin. Honks per minute or honks per segment than any other show probably we've done on the road. I don't know if you're familiar with West Little Rock or not, Justin, but Ferndale Cutoff is a really popular road where there's been a lot of growth over the last 25 years out West Little Rock. If you go on Highway 10, you probably do, Justin, because you play You played against Perryville, or right? You know where? What's this area over here? Where all these schools? Bigelow, and we're not far from all those places. And
yeah,
but the traffic out here is crazy. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, when I was a child, my mom's sister and her husband at the time lived in Ferndale. So yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, it's a busy place, and we're talking about high schools. Robinson, Roger, when I got here in the 80s, was a little underserved.
Looked like
the schools that, it's a Pulaski.
It was
way out here. It was a Pulaski County school.
What school did you say? I'm sorry.
Robinson.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Joe T. Robinson. Yeah.
Sorry,
Joe T. Robinson.
Stupid question.
No. And they weren't very good in sports. This was back in the late 80s now, you got to remember, at least that when I saw them, and they weren't as competitive. And I don't know what changed over the last 25 years, if they started to get more money. But the campus now is five times the size that it was. It looks legit looks like a small college campus. And then they've won state championships. They're very competitive. And you said, April, that the traffic is sometimes so bad it backs up. Yeah, we're probably about 2 minutes from there.
Yeah, we're about 2 miles from the Chenal Light, and so today's Friday, so it's not quite as bad. But normally, when they're doing the school line, it backs up all the way to here.
Is that right?
And you think about this out here in this area, in this part of Central Arkansas, you've got that school, mm-hmm. you got PA, mm-hmm. you got CAC, mm-hmm. Arkansas Baptist. You got, what's the other one?
Little Rock Christian.
Yeah. So you've got five schools here that are super, some are private, super competitive, it's
in the Potlatch Corridor.
is Baptist still private?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
It is.
When I was in school, they were Arkansas Baptist. Now they're Baptist Prep, but,
Yes, yes.
I believe.
Did I miss that one? Yeah, did I leave that one off?
I don't know. You said Arkansas Baptist, but it's now called. They changed it to Baptist Prep.
If I'm not mistaken.
Either way, that's neither here nor there. But man, when I was in school, in both sports I played, baseball and basketball, they were unbelievably good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
I don't know
boys.
That they still are or not, but I want to say they're in our region, maybe. They were when I was in school. Anyway, we probably split in both sports for my career, but man, they were tough.
Yeah,
tough.
I remember. It's the Matt Jackson and Jackson boys that were the point guard. They were shooters on that team. There were two or three of them.
Oh, okay. You got and another huge fan of yours is here, Kenzie McKeever and her mom.
Yes.
Kenzie came. She's wanting.
Kinsley.
Kinsley,
yeah.
Excuse me. Is wanting to get into a radio.
Media or whatever.
Information, media. And she has. She gave me some videos and pictures. She was front row, her and her mom, at your concert that you did at Simmons a couple of years ago where you had special
guests.
Oh,
wow. Guests. Well, awesome. Thank you. Guests. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, sir. I did very
got some
much.
Great pictures of you and Roger together. Yeah.
Great pictures
some
of you and
Roger. Upcrot shots, sort of, a little bit tight.
Well, it's because she was at the bottom
of the
list.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She wasn't going for the crotch shot.
Yeah, it just turned out to be
that
way.
I don't think that. Not like you and I do, when
I'm sorry,
Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
We're guys.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Pop Day. That's what we think. No, but anyway, great pictures, and I want to share those with you.
I don't think I've shared with y'all the pictures I took. Yeah, I've got our collective.
Well, that's because all you have is crotch shots.
all right, we're going to let That's Why We Drink take us to break. And we come back and we get our first segment with our buddy Steve Qualls.
Oh, and you got to listen
boogity,
to
the, yeah, Justin, why don't you hear the open for this
open.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Steve's going to be okay, too, but
I'm
the
looking forward to it.
All right, don't go away. 9:30 live from HOCO, Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball's SEC tournament run came to an end yesterday as they lost to Alabama 7-1. The Razorbacks lost the season series to the Tide as well, getting beaten 2 out of 3. Arkansas baseball will return to the diamond today for their final regular season series at Baumwalker Stadium. They'll be hosting 24th-ranked Oklahoma. First pitch today is set for 4. Saturday's game will be at 2, and Sunday's game will be at 1. All three games can be heard on the Buzz and seen on SEC Network Plus. And the Arkansas Travelers won again last night, beating the Tulsa Drillers 9-4. It's their 6th straight win and their 11th win in their last 12 games. They'll play 2 today. Game 1 is set to start at 5:05 at Dickey Stevens Park tonight. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It'll be a fine day for Central Arkansas, mostly sunny, up to 78 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy, a low of 57, plus, late this evening, a slight chance of a shower. Tomorrow, also a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy and high of 81. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Barber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Stunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evo Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is celebrating America's 250th birthday, and you get the gift of historic auto loan rates. Get rates as low as 1.776% on 24, 25, and 26-year models for new or used or refinanced. Plus, you can take the summer off from your loan payments with 90 days no pay and financing for up to 84 months. This is a limited-time offer, so hurry and apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org. Alcoa Community FCU. Serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty, yeah.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Oh. This is fire up music. What is this? Is this Cher?
This is for Roger because he's the best. Trivia guy.
It's the girl Hot Bush City.
Hot Bush City.
It's
Nut
Tina
Bush.
Tina Turner.
Well, you know who sang Nut Bush? Bush? Not Tina Turner. Never mind. Nut Bush. Nut Bush. No, Nut Bush just don't sound right anymore. That sounds like something you get at Cupid. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about
it. This is simply the best. Maybe you tell about you and your trivia.
Thank you very much.
Christian, is that the reference?
Sorry, I was on the phone with Qual. Say that one more time.
I said, you play this because it's simply the best. That's why you're talking about writing.
Yeah, you're referring to me in trivia.
They were talking about earlier. It was a reference to an earlier conversation.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you, bro,
for that.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, real quick, if you just joined the show, Morning Mayhem fully assembled right now.
Yeah.
Justin Moore is right outside of Atlanta for two shows the next two nights. Roger and I are out here in West Little Rock at HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service at Ferndale and Highway 10. And Christian Weaver holding down the fort. By the way, who's doing the zone today, Christian?
It will be me, Nathan Monin, Little Pigskin, Philip Martin, and Todd Pierce.
Philip Martin.
Okay.
That's a super brainchild of a show.
Before we go to Steve Qualls, Justin, we haven't had a chance much to we've talked about earlier in the show before you jumped on, but Razorbacks eliminated yesterday from the SEC softball tournament. Doesn't matter. They're going to be a regional host, and they will be a super regional if they win the regional. So not worried about that. You don't like to get beat like you did yesterday, 7-1. Their pitcher was just dominant. She's the best in the nation. She's going to be the national pitcher of the year. So we'll find out. That pitcher is the best in the nation. I think she will be recognized for that. So we'll find that out at 6:00, and then, of course, this afternoon at 4:00, you got OU and Arkansas. That's at Fayetteville. On Monday, we'll have both Camden Kozel and Ella McDowell. We'll have both those on calls on Monday. So Ella was traveling today, getting back from Kentucky, where the SEC tournament is. So you've got that going on. And then, of course, we've got the Double B's Buzzbecue tomorrow from 11 to 6.
Nutbush!
We'll be out there early.
You'll be out there earlier doing live shots with Channel 7 all day long.
Yeah, how about that? Four live shots for covering. It's almost like we do. It's sort of get me fired up for football season. Speaking of, Ryan Silverfield was in town yesterday getting the Boys and Girls Club Leadership Award.
Yeah, did you hear what he said, did you see his quote on social or in the paper, wherever I read it, which was that he says something to the effect of, he knows that the last good team we had here was Houston. Now, I'm paraphrasing, was Houston, nothing, yada, yada, yada. And I'm thinking,
I heard that too.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
I'm not giving him grief. I'm assuming
Petrino
maybe
had
he
a couple
just forgot.
Better years than,
than anybody.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying.
And Sam had a nine-win season. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, whatever. But maybe all he's thinking about was Petrino, was what Petrino did this past year as an interim or whatever.
Well,
but I'm not saying he's slamming Petrino.
Let me say this.
Forgotten.
There's only one coach. There's two, but there's only been one in the last, 20?
SEC
championship game.
I'm not saying that.
Houston Nutt, twice.
No. I'm not saying that. I think he just skipped over it. Yeah.
Well, no, Danny Ford went to the first one, and then
okay,
went to
I'm
two.
Sorry. I got you.
So it's three.
Yeah, I'm not saying he said that. I'm just... as a slight. I think he just forgot about the Petrino era as head coach, and maybe he was going back to Houston or whatever, but, I mean... I didn't see the context of the whole statement.
We got to go to Steve.
Yes, sir.
But I was going to say, then I saw some people that weren't happy about when he said, I don't know how good we're going to be against Georgia and Utah. I just know that the things we can control are, right. Turnovers, which is right. But then some people say, well, you should have more confidence. Say, of course you feel comfortable. We can line up. We can have enough Jimmy's and the Joes, you know.
Tell the truth.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Do you want honesty or do you want him to blow smoke up everybody's rear end?
I'm with you.
I mean,
Do you want honesty or do you want me to tell you that was the greatest draft that any Razorbacks we've ever come up?
People are going to complain regardless.
That's
of
right.
How
That's right.
any
That's right.
head coach or answers to anything. I mean,
and
but
we're gonna, and we're
I don't
gonna,
know.
Gonna
I kind of appreciate the honesty personally.
I do too. I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, I'm with you. And you know what? He's exactly right. Yeah. I don't think they got the horses yet. Right. I think he's trying not to oversell it to go, right. I'm not sure yet. I know what we can't control. We're not going to turn the ball over. We're not going to get pre-snap penalties.
That's right.
Listen, this is a new segment. Our buddy Steve Qualls, Design Labs, who does all of our shirts, our hats, what soon to be coffee mugs,
and tumblers, maybe some men's shorts.
So Roger and Christian had fun putting this together. We wanted it to be a fun clips of anything you think of when it comes to NASCAR. So let's hit that and bring in Steve there, Christian.
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubbed you, and rubbing sun is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, good I wake ball. Up in the morning, I piss excellent. There's a big, hairy American winning machine. Shake and bake, buddy!
In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen!
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
There he is. Yeah. All the great clips of racing movies right there.
That's the best racing movie.
Every one of those were great clips. Yeah. Right. Morning, Steve. How are you, bud?
Morning, guys. That was phenomenal.
Yes, awesome. You can't. First of all, you laugh at it. It didn't matter. The first one was talking Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Roman is racing.
Duval.
Hit the pace car.
Why?
Because you didn't even do anything out there. I want you to be perfect.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Yeah, Steve. No one, Justin, is more passionate about NASCAR and all things wrestling than Steve. Yeah. And Steve is a volunteer to one every once in a while, or try every week.
Yeah.
Check in, just give us the update. So what happened last week? What was the big NASCAR race last weekend? What happened, and what is the race this weekend that we need to pay attention to?
Well, last week they were at Texas Motor Speedway. They started off with the Star Spangled Banner being sang by Don Graves, and it was his 101st birthday. He's a Marine and survived Iwo Jima. And so
crazy.
He started off. It was phenomenal. Some of the summary, Christopher Bell's leading the race. This is Lizzie and Kobe's favorite driver. He can't catch a break right now. He has a lap car crash in front of him, takes him out. Hosovar led several laps, had a good day. He ended up finishing seventh. The 2311 Jordan team,
Hosovar,
had another good day. Hosovar.
Yes.
2311 had two cars in the top 10. And then Chase Elliott wins the race, which Chase Elliott's been voted the most popular driver in NASCAR for 8 years in a row. And Baz, what is Chase Elliott's dad's nickname?
I saw it yesterday. I saw it. You ready for this, Justin? You're going to be very impressed. I don't know. I don't know how much Justin knows about NASCAR. I know. Right. I think if you're a country music success like Justin is, you got to know a little bit about NASCAR.
Yeah, because they know about him.
that's right.
Yeah.
So
they do.
I'm going to throw this out there and let me know if I'm right. So his dad's name is Bill Elliott, but his cool nickname was Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. Is that right?
That's right. You're correct.
Nice.
He was voted the most popular driver for, I think it was 11 years.
16 years.
Wow. 16
years.
Yeah.
16. I checked it out.
Yeah, and he was really known for the speed that he could get, that he could generate during qualifying. And he set several records in qualifying speed. So it's a great race. Bush and Nemechek, Kyle Busch, he's having a horrible year again. They just changed his crew chief. He puts a new crew chief in there, loses his mind with 10 to go, wrecks a guy and takes them both. They're both running in the top 10, top 15. They finish in the top 20th. And so, other than that, it's a great weekend. This week they go to Washington
Queen
to a road course. Yes, he is. He cannot get out of his own way right now.
Right.
So,
the guy
has won 43 races. I mean, he's a phenomenal driver. It's not that he doesn't know how to drive, but his attitude it's just gotten him in a bunch of trouble. And everything's everybody else's fault. But you know surpassing him.
Listen, the ambiance of being here at the corner of Ferndale.
I thought Roger and Christian played that because we were talking NASCAR.
No, it has been like that. It is the busiest intersection. Yes. That means it's a great place for a business to be. But as a matter of fact, they're going to have a lightning before long. Go ahead.
This week they're at Watkins Glen at a road course. The favored guy is going to be a guy named Sean Van Gisbergen. They call him SVG on the tour. This is a guy that's from New Zealand, was an awesome road course racer. And a lot of these teams, when they go to a road course, they'll pull a driver out and put another driver in that their specialty is road course racing when they're trying to win a championship, either in like a manufacturer's championship or they're trying to get some car points. They'll bring a guy in. Well, they brought this guy in, and he starts winning on these road courses against the NASCAR guys. and ends up developing into, now he's a full-time racer on NASCAR, and he'll be favored today, or this on Sunday. They're going to race, they always race on Mother's Day, so, but he'll be the favorite.
Well, you know, Roger,
and 2311,
the
they're going to have a driver that's going to be, they'll be in a good shot spot, too.
On this show, we all have specialties, you know, that we know. Obviously, mine is football.
Last sports chip, for sure.
When it comes to Christian, he is Mr. NBA. He loves basketball.
100%.
Justin, what would yours be? Yours would be nobody. Your pop culture. Culture is off the chart.
I would probably giving.
Giving, and then Justin.
No, it's Naked Gardening.
Justin. You know, obviously baseball, softball, basketball. Those are his strengths. Yeah. But I just heard. I heard Justin. Did you hear that when Steve was throwing that thing?
Right.
I heard Justin sort of boom, boom. Yeah, he is.
That's right.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So Justin
is racing.
Justin, what's your level of NASCAR knowledge? And interest. Like I said, there's a hand-in-hand between country music, I think, and NASCAR. But what about your knowledge of the racing game and your interest in it?
Yeah.
In all honesty, I don't know. Back before all the guys that I liked watching, like Stewart and Earnhardt Jr. and Carl Edwards, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Before they started retiring, Kate also, and me watched every single race every Sunday for 15, 20 years. And once all those guys started retiring, and I've become friendly with some of them, after that, I know very few of them now. I mean, obviously,
you know,
I'm
the bad guy
with
the guy with the bad attitude. What's his name?
Bush. I'm really Kyle Busch.
Yeah,
I'm really good with, or good, really good friends rather with Austin Dillon. I've done, been fortunate to do a lot of shows in conjunction with, you know, NASCAR events, whether it be Daytona or Texas Motor Speedway or Charlotte, or we've done a lot of them. As Steve pointed out, and I don't know, one of you guys or maybe both of you pointed out that our fan bases are the same.
Similar,
In other words, same people. Same people that go to country music concerts are the same people that go to NASCAR races. I wish I were more familiar, you know, with today's guys, but I don't know. None of them really intrigue me that much.
Personalities.
You know, Earnhardt and Waltrip, and then the next generation with Gordon and Johnson, and you know, the whole bit.
And that's part of the problem that NASCAR really had there for a while, is everybody became cookie cutters, and nobody could show their personality. And now all of a sudden you're seeing a guy like Hosovar come in and change the dynamic, and you got Mark Martin that goes in and pleads with NASCAR to fix the rules and about running for a championship, and now you're seeing this big growth. But I'm the same way as with Justin. There was a time 10 years ago, man, you didn't miss a race because you had all these characters, but they were also phenomenal. They were also phenomenal racers.
Wasn't it about 10, 15 years ago, Steve, where they went to the green white finish, and that made it super exciting. It didn't really. Am I correct or am I off?
Yes. No, you're right.
Or green white checkered, whatever they call it.
Under a caution like it used to.
A caution. Yeah. So Baz, what happened was they. You could be 35th place, and the way they changed the rules, which I thought was kind of, it was exciting. I don't know how much the drivers liked it, but I mean, you could be in 35th position and win the damn race in the last two laps.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Right,
especially at those super speedways, right, Steve?
And that's when they put in the stage racing, which I like the new form of it, but it got to be a fuel economy things and a lot of other things, and it kind of took some of the excitement out of the racing. But I think it's coming back. It's been the racing's been really good this year. I think the new rule changes have helped. I think a lot of people, a lot of guys like Justin are going to start coming back because they were run off by the cookie cutter mentality that NASCAR made. They wouldn't let anybody be anything other than what they wanted them to be for a long period of time.
That's a good. That's a really good point. I'll give you an example. My wife, and she did this just to make me mad, because I was a Carl Edwards guy. He and I became friends. He was actually in one of my music videos. But my wife liked Joey Logano, and I can't stand him.
I just think he's
soft. But that's just me. But so we always fought against each other every Sunday. I mean, in good fun.
Made it fun. Yeah. Hey, Steve, we got to run.
One thing. Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day to my mom, Doris. You're awesome. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, to Melissa. And happy First Heavenly Mother's Day to my Dita and to Dina. And heck yeah. The girls play today, and the boys play tonight.
He's a pro already. He's our
Steve, well done,
our NASCAR correspondent.
Well done. He is our NASCAR
Steve
correspondent, Stephen Quall.
All right, we'll take a break and come back and wrap things up. It's 9:51. See you guys.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet is a winning bet. That's right, turn $5 into $150 in bonus bets just for getting started. FanDuel makes it so easy to get closer to the action. From player props on all your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Play your game. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Memorial Day weekend. One day set aside to honor and remember our fallen. The other days are for you to unwind and relax at Lazy Boy of Little Rock. Comfort meets big savings with up to 50% off store-wide. Plus, free delivery, which means comfort comes to you. Memorial Day weekend. Honor and remember those who have sacrificed for us. Stop by Lazy Boy of Little Rock, 1000 South Shackelford. Long live the lazy.
Are you ready to kickstart your summer fun? Then get to your local Bradford Marine and ATV location in North Woodrock or Hot Springs and get an amazing deal on your new Sea-Doo personal watercraft. Like the versatile Sea-Doo GTI SC-130 with a boarding ladder, touring seat, variable trim system, and premium audio. And you can get financing as low as 3.99%. It's lake time, so hit the water on your new Sea-Doo at your Bradford Marine and ATV location in North Woodrock or Hot Springs today.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience the unmistakable difference today at D3 Auto Sales in Des Arc. D3 Auto Sales is your home for quality used trucks, SUVs, and cars from all the top brands, specializing in unique custom lifted and leveled used trucks, including four-wheel drives. And this commitment to excellence extends to their full-service 10-bay service department as well. Also looking to trade in or sell your vehicle? D3 Auto always pays top dollar for your pre-owned vehicle. D3AutoSales.com.
It's Justin Ankeny with Laura Beth from Coffin by Design West, getting you ready for spring. And Laura Beth, let's start with some of the outside options that Coffin by Design West provides for folks who are trying to spruce up their homes this time of the year.
We carry a large selection of in-stock steel products, which include leaf blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers.
As far as sprucing up the house for spring cleaning, you have a lot of other options there as well.
We have storage totes, power washers, flower bed tools, planters, fertilizers, all your lawn care needs.
It's Coffin by Design West, out west past Taylor Loop, 14900 Cantor Road, Monday through Saturday, online at CoffinLumber.com.
I'm Alan LeVar. For more than 30 years, when our Kansans have been injured in a crash, they've heard one simple line: hurt in a car, call LeVar. But it's more than a slogan. It means personal attention from my team. We take on the insurance companies for you, and if you're hurt and can't travel, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free, always confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for more than 30 years.
LeVar Law, injury and accident lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right, got to be quick here. April, that's so hot.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having us, April. Appreciate it.
You've had a really great time. We want to thank everybody for coming out and for all the wonderful food donations we've gotten. I also want to thank our cousins at Maul Mill Creek Liquor for the donation they're going to give us later for that same
Very nice. I like it.
Well done.
We've had a great time. We're going to do that Husqvarna Salt giveaway here very shortly. We're going to do the drawing, and we'll also do the drawing for all the nice folks that stopped by.
You're a great family business, and I love the relationship you have with all your customers and coming in and out. And obviously, this is, Justin, we were saying the most honks per minute per segment is this show. Maybe the loudest ambiance we've ever had.
No doubt. Listen, and then that dude with the tractor and everything else.
The highway department.
Yeah, he's driving it like I would drive a freaking Subaru.
Justin,
without
Christian,
even hesitation.
There's been a road. What are these guys? A tractor with a lawnmower in the back end.
Yeah.
On the state highway.
16 wheels.
Right beside us. Christian, what's happening
on the interstate?
On the zone,
yes.
Nathan Monin, he's here with me now, and I got Philip Martin coming in. We got Todd Pierce. I'll have Stephen Davis over from the Trav. They've won 11 of their last 12.
That happened to us. So.
Five game win streak. He'll come on and talk about the Trav's got going on this weekend. We'll have Tom Murphy come on, talk about Arkansas softball, Arkansas baseball, what they have going on, and we'll just talk about what's going on in sports this weekend.
Well, Justin, great to get you on for a little bit today. Obviously, we didn't yesterday because we had technical difficulties. Yeah. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Great talking to you.
Remember, happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thanks, happy Mother's Day.
All your mamas out there.
Happy Mother's Day to my wife as well. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes.
Not.
I'm glad you said that, Justin. You need to say Happy Mother's Day to Sam.
I just did. Happy Mother's Day, sweetie, and Happy Mother's Day to my mama.
And I need to say Happy Mother's Day to Jessica.
Happy Mother's Day, April.
All you mamas out there.
Mother's Day, Kate. April.
Yeah, couldn't do it without you. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it. It's going to be a great weekend. We'll be at the Buzzbecue all weekend. Come out and see us tomorrow, at least Saturday. Everybody have a great weekend. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow. FLD.